Nolte, day after airing $5.2 million ad. We learn WAPO buried assault claim against Dem. By John Nolte on February 6, 2019. During Sunday's Super Bowl, the far-left Washington Post spent $5.2 million to run a self-aggrandizing ad about the importance of capital J journalism. Big movie star Tom Hanks closes the ad with this: "There's someone to gather the facts, to bring you the story. No matter the cost, because knowing empowers us. Knowing helps us decide. Knowing keeps us free. Knowing, y'all. Knowing. You see, that's why journalism is so gosh darn important. It's journalists letting the rest of us know about stuff we need to know about. It's the knowing that helps us decide and the knowing that keeps us free. And without journalism and journalists letting us know, we wouldn't know how to decide or know how to be free. So thank the good Lord for the journalists who let us in on the know, you know?" But less than 24 hours after this pompous ad aired, we learned that the ad was missing a key piece of information about the stuff journalism and its journalists don't want us to know. And of course I am speaking about that which is harmful to a Democrat. Case in point, the sexual assault allegation against Justin Fairfax, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, a Democrat. According to the Post, in November of 2017, a woman approached them with the claim that after meeting up at the 2004 Democrat National Convention in Boston, Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex on him in his hotel room. Fairfax denies any wrongdoing. He says the sex was consensual. The Post chose not to publish the story. The Post decided we did not need to know about this allegation, that we did not need to know this particular piece of information, that knowing about this did not rise to the standard of what we need to know to keep us free. Here is how the Post explained its reasoning for keeping the American people from knowing this. The Post, in phone calls to people who knew Fairfax from college, law school and through political circles, found no similar complaints of sexual misconduct against him. Without that, or the ability to corroborate the woman's account, in part because she had not told anyone what happened, the Post did not run a story. Fair enough. Except. Later that same year, this is the same Washington Post that very strongly believed we most definitely needed to know about every single allegation against Brett Kavanaugh. You know, the guy President Trump nominated to serve on the Supreme Court. In fact, the Post was so eager for us to know about the allegations against Kavanaugh. It was the Post that broke the story wide open by reporting every sort of detail about the allegations made by Christine Blasey Ford. And yet, in fact, for a whole host of reasons, the allegation against Fairfax is more credible than the allegation against Kavanaugh. The left-wing Ford had political motivation to stop a conservative judge from landing on the Supreme Court. Fairfax is a Democrat and so is his accuser. Every single one of Ford's so-called witnesses could not remember or outright denied everything about Ford's story. In other words, Kavanaugh has exonerating witnesses. There are no witnesses exonerating Fairfax. Ford could not remember the year of the alleged assault. Fairfax's accuser knows the exact place. Ford could not remember the year of the alleged assault. Fairfax's accuser knows the time and date. Kavanaugh denied any kind of encounter of any kind with Ford. While denying any wrongdoing, Fairfax does confirm a consensual sexual encounter. And there you have it. Yes, my fellow deplorables, a mere 24 hours after the Washington Post spent $5.2 million to thump its sunken, metrosexual chest about how important the knowing is, the Post is caught red-handed trying to kill democracy in the darkness of double standards by covering up a sex assault allegation against one of its own, a Democrat. And how many other venerated media institutions do you think knew about the Fairfax allegation? How many other choosers of what we should know and what we should not know covered up this allegation against one of their own, a Democrat? Hey, in a perfect world, neither Fairfax nor Kavanaugh would be dealing with uncorroborated allegations that never should have seen the light of day. But we do not live in a perfect world. We live in a depraved and partisan world where corrupt institutions like the Washington Post operate off of one set of knowing rules for Republicans and another for Democrats, and then spend $5.2 million on propaganda hoping we forget that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.